producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's move quick now through your calls with Bill, Brandon, Tobias, and a few others. Bill, you're on the air from California with Max Kaiser.
Okay, are you there? My question
yes, I am.
Is this. I have a theory that since our money is going to be worth absolutely nothing, and I keep getting these credit cards. Let me back it up a second. My wife and I are both retired, living on a fixed income. We have no hard assets in our names, so they can't come after us. Why not take all these bank credit cards I have, run them up, go out and buy all the food I want, the guns I want, whatever else I want? What are they going to do about it in the end? They can't take anything from me, right?
Yes, but they're trying to change the laws to bring back debtor prisons. Max Kaiser?
Well, the caller is correct, but I would suggest that to make that effective, do an online campaign and get 10, 20, 30 million people to do it at the same time. Then you win.
Yeah, because they're getting all this free money and trying to pass it on as debt to us. I mean, I've never endorsed something like this because it kind of sounds immoral, but if it is fiat money from these crooks, why not screw them?
I agree, but for an individual to do it, the odds are not in their favor. But if that individual started a campaign online and said, on this date in 3 months from now, I want a million or 10 million people to do exactly what he described, then he would have an enormously powerful message being sent to the crooks.
But then they could argue that you were organizing a fraud and maybe indict you for racketeering. I mean,
Alex, you and I have had this conversation before. When you have a revolution, you're going to break a few eggshells.
No, I get it. I get it. I understand it. I just fundamentally don't like not paying a debt off. But I get it. It's all fraud and fiat to begin with. You know, it's kind of like in the fictional.
The weapon that they use is debt, you see. I mean, you talk about gun rights because you're concerned about people with guns. I'm saying that the true evil is being perpetrated using debt.
No, I get it. It's weaponized debt.
That's what I'm saying. You need to load those debt bullets.
All right, Bill. Interesting point. Very interesting point. Brandon in Florida. Go ahead.
Max, basically my question was, how are they going to sugarcoat these negative interest rates to Americans? How are they going to get that to be in our interest? You know, besides maybe saying that it's going to stimulate the economy. But if, you know, everyone found out, like you said, that they're going to be basically just taking money out of your account just for having it, I mean, how is that going to pass?
Well, it's a good question. So, I mean, it opens up two or three points here. Remember, there was a confiscation done in 1933. They confiscated people's gold, and they put all that gold as something called Fort Knox.
Yeah, they just digitally grab it out from your bank under these new executive orders for economic emergencies.
But so we know that, you know, so how do they sugarcoat it? I think there's two ways to sugarcoat it. Number one, as you point out, it'll be sold as a temporary measure that we need to finally break the back of this depression and get the economy back on its feet. So it'll be presented like that.
It's a one-time bail-in of your bank account. If you don't do it, you'll lose everything.
Right. In 1971, Nixon said it'll be a short-term measure for America to close the gold window and take off our obligations in the gold market. Of course, that has been with us now for over 40 years. The second way is for there to be concerted propaganda. So they need a scapegoat, and obviously Russia in RT is the scapegoat with John McCain out there, you know, saying close down RT, et cetera. So they need a scapegoat. Russia is emerging as the scapegoat du jour. And so the politically and economically, they'll hit you from both ends.
That's right. We got to jump, Max. Excellent points as usual. Tobias in Oregon. Quick question. Final question for Max Kaiser.
Yes, comment to Max. Our jury is the backbone of our entire system. And a little caveat to what he was saying about the stupidity of the public, basically, in the jury system is simply that it's supposed to be a jury of our peers, and a jury of our banking peers of good moral standing would have been able to convict that man.
That's true, but the jury process system is highly corrupt as well. If you watch any of these cop shows, they bring in all kinds of consultants, and they're constantly figuring out ways to rig the jury. And before I go, Alex, let me point out that if you ever saw that film, Idiocracy, which points to how stupid America can get, it was set in the year 2015.
Absolutely. It was supposed to be like 2200 and something, but it's actually happened. You're right. Max, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for the time. David Knight coming up.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host in this fourth hour wrap-up. Ja'Kari Jackson is going to be joining me at the bottom of the hour. We're going to have some reports from Leanne McAdoo on the site of a toxic waste dump in St. Louis that there is a fire nearby. That's what happens when you have the government cleaning up your environment. We've talked about what happened with the gold mine that the EPA exploded, causing a massive, massive dump of toxic waste into rivers that spanned over a couple of states. And, of course, we've got the BLM trying to steal people's land here in Texas. We covered that last night on the nightly news. I read a long excerpt from Governor Abbott's letter to the BLM because I thought it was the quality of something you would see from the founding fathers. And I'm serious. I'm genuinely not impressed with politicians. If you listen to me very much, you'll know that I'm very cynical. I'm very cynical about the presidential candidates that we have when it comes to politicians. But I've said over and over again, we need to have someone at the state level who understands, respects the Constitution, obeys the Constitution, that will stand up for our rights when the federal government steps across the line. Our founders gave us a government of checks and balances because they knew the greatest danger was consolidation, concentration of power, which is what we've seen. And we've seen these abuses come as the power has been concentrated. What we need to have are informed jurors. We need to have a citizenry who will stand up and watch the back of their fellow citizens in court, whether it's the federal government or whether it's the state government or the local government that's out of line. We need to have fully informed juries. That's very important. But we also need to have state nullification. And so that letter, if you haven't seen that letter, you need to see what Governor Abbott wrote to them and said, you're just stealing people's property. They've worked here for generations. I'm not going to allow you to do that. You took an oath to the Constitution, and that Constitution you took an oath to prohibits you from doing this. So it's good to see that. I thought that was very positive news. Of course, we're going to have the debate coverage live tonight as part of the InfoWars Nightly News. We're going to have live coverage and commentary of the third GOP debate. It's going to be on the economy. Jakari Jackson is going to be joining me at the bottom of the hour. We're going to give you some previews about some of the things that may be talked about tonight. And, of course, some of the things that they won't talk about, but things that we will talk about. And I have to say, too, that I've seen a couple of people write comments and say, you guys are talking over the debate. And it's like, yeah, we do play the debate, and then we do talk over it at some points in time. And we play subtitles so that we know what they're saying, so that you can see what they're saying. And, of course, you can listen on another device if you want to listen to the debate live. But you need to understand this is kind of a Mystery Science 3000 debate. We give it the respect that it's due. and we also, if you want to think of it as the commentary track on a DVD. That's probably the best way to think about that. They're constantly talking, and we're constantly talking. We do let them talk occasionally when they get onto actually a policy issue. But we're there to make commentary, and that's what we do. Now, I looked at the news today, and, you know, it was just a week ago that we had Back to the Future Day. October 21st, 2015, where everybody was, that was the day in the Back to the Futures trilogy, the second one, where they went 30 years in the future from 1985. And I looked at this story that's been covered on a number of news or places. Daily Mail's got it. The New York Daily News has got it. There's this kid skateboarding, and I thought, you know, this is what would really have happened to Marty McFly if he had come 30 years in the future. He would have had a police officer tackle him off of his skateboard, throw him on the ground, jump on him, put a chokehold on him, pepper spray him, because skateboarding is illegal now, okay? So not only do we make something that isn't a crime into a crime, but then, of course, we go over the top with force, with brutality, even using things that could kill someone. In this particular instance, you have a New York cop locking his arms around a guy who is, his name is Yibin Mu, 22 years old, locking it around his head, taking him to the ground in the center of Columbus Circle in New York City on Sunday. He put this YouTube video of it happening. You can hear people in the park saying, yo, here we go again, says another person. And he says he was charged with resisting arrest. You look at this, he's not resisting arrest. But resisting arrest for what? I mean, shouldn't you have to be breaking a law if you're getting arrested, but disorderly conduct and failure to comply with posted signs, just because it is so important to not have people riding skateboards. I remember back in 1985, literally, we had a business and we had some kids in the neighborhood who would like to skateboard around the retail center. I had no problem with it, but even then, we had cops who would chase them, and it's like, hey, this is private property. I pay the rent on this property. If I don't mind if they're skateboarding on the sidewalk, we didn't have people walking on the sidewalk in any numbers, and they weren't causing a problem. Nobody was complaining about it, but they were getting harassed by the police trying to grab them, and we would let them duck into our business and hide in the back from the police because it's not a crime. They weren't doing anything to hurt anybody. As a matter of fact, one of these guys became one of our longest-term employees. He was salutatorian at the high school. He was a good kid. And these police and the way they're acting in 2015 versus 1985 is just insane. And, of course, we have this new article on InfoWars.com. No charges against a cop involved in a controversial shooting of a teen. In a federal lawsuit, the family says the teen was shot in the side and in the back. You can see that article up on InfoWars.com right now. They say no criminal charges will be filed against a South Carolina cop who killed a 19-year-old during a drug sting. Because, you know, we've got to do this war on drugs thing that hasn't worked for 44 years, but let's not stop trying. Let's just keep doing the same thing over and over again, even though we get no results from it. That truly is insanity. It's murder. It's theft. It's corruption. It's illegal because there is no authority to do it. Show me the amendment. I'll say this every time we talk about this. Show me the amendment that gives them the authority to prohibit anything. They needed an amendment to prohibit alcohol. The FDA wants to prohibit your medical drugs. They need an amendment as well. They just assert that they have the authority. We've let them get away with it. It's time we say, you know what? We're going to read the Constitution. We're going to enforce the Constitution. You don't have authority to do any of this stuff that you're doing. The FDA, the DEA, people want to look at this and say, where is the constitutional amendment for your authority? There is none. And then, of course, as I talked to Zoltan Isfahan, the humanist who came in the other day, it was interesting, right after that conversation, that this story came up. A salon worker praised cryotherapy, then froze to death during a treatment. And see, this is what I think really comes up. The people who have a blind trust in trendy technology. And I think that's one of the worst things that we can do, is to look at every piece of technology that comes along and just say, hey, you know, we're going to, I want to give it a try because that would just be great. Imposing the most rosy scenario on possible outcomes. No, actually, if it's something to do with my health, and I would think that, you know, as I talked to Zoltan Isfahan, yeah, he was into implants. He was into brain, you know, implants into his arm. He was into implants into his head. And it's like, you might want to look at the people who came up with this idea. Look at their long history. Look at where they're going. This is an idea coming from DARPA. This is about government control. And it may have immediate health effects to you as well. I mean, it was designed to do that. But, of course, they put a beard on it. They say, oh, no, these brain implants are just to help veterans with PTSD. In this story of this cryotherapy, this salon worker had just tweeted out how great it was shortly before she died. And they show a tweet here of somebody else saying, hey, I'm going to test the cryotherapy chamber. I'm taking the ice bath into the future. Ice bath into the future. There you go. Maybe it's an ice bath into eternity. Yeah, that's where a lot of this creepy tech is going. We also have another gee whiz technology article here. And I see this increasingly from Wired Magazine. It used to be that only popular science would just look at everything that came out, whether it was from DARPA and the military industrial complex or from a private company, and everything is just great. Never have a problem with any of this stuff. I'm sure there's no question about the side effects or anything. Now we see this from Wired Magazine. It's like they're under some kind of new editorial leadership here. Cars that talk to each other are much easier to spy on. That's about as much as you're going to see them push back anymore. And they're talking about talking cars. This is V2V, is what they call it, what the Department of Transportation calls it. V2V, vehicle-to-vehicle communication. And, of course, they were going to come out with mandatory regulations at the end of 2015. Now the feds are going to introduce their mandatory regulations the end of this year. They're trying to accelerate it. Yeah, that's right. Obama doesn't just fast-track globalist trade treaties. He's also fast-tracking ways to control and monitor everything you do in terms of your transportation. That's going to take a couple of years, even after they come out with these mandated regulations. It'll take a couple of years before you're going to be forced to pay for this in your cars. And they will probably force you to get it retroactively. They may grandfather it in, but they may force you to buy some devices for your existing cars. And they say, of course, it promises to drastically reduce collisions and traffic jams, but it will come at a cost to your privacy. A car that never shuts up will be a lot easier to track. That's even coming from Wired Magazine. They say researchers in the Netherlands and Germany have found they can use just a few thousand dollars worth of equipment to track a vehicle that's emitting the so-called connected vehicle wireless communication proposed for future vehicle-to-vehicle communications. With only two $550 devices strategically planted at intersections, they were able to follow unique signatures on cars' radio communications. And they say, what's going to happen is this car is going to be going down the road. And like I said many, many times before, yeah, they're talking cars, and they're going to be talking about you. They're going to be saying, I'm Alice. Here's my location. This is my speed. This is my direction. Here's my address if you want to send me a ticket. Here's who I am if you want to raise my insurance rates. And, oh, by the way, NSA and the rest of the geospatial intelligence, looking at your activity-based intelligence, your human domain analytics. If you want to map me and know everything that I'm doing so you can put me into your pre-crime matrix, turn me over to your algorithms and see what pops up. Here's all of my information. I mean, what could be better than that? Well, we're going to talk about the Southern Poverty Law Center when we come back. They're pushing back against us, essentially, going down point by point. We're going to talk about a few of the things that they're saying and why they're so scared. We'll be right back.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this fourth hour news wrap-up. Jakari Jackson will be joining me in the next segment. In this segment, I want to talk about this new Southern Poverty Law Center report. Before I do, I want to let you know that we have 10% off right now on InfoWars Select food. You can get that at InfoWarsSelect.com. And the key thing is you can get free shipping. This would save you almost $300 on a one-year food supply. This is ingredients made in the USA. It's packaged exclusively in the USA. Everything from the tote to the packaging to the food made in the USA. It's great quality food, and once you open it, it's packaged to last for 25 years. Once you open it, you can reseal it with Ziploc bags. It's a great deal right now, 10% off and free shipping. Let me read you one of the reviews on our site. This is from Sky Lookup, East Bay, California. He says, great value. What you get for the price, perfect storage container to take up the least amount of space. Great dishes for the whole family. And like I said, if you get a one-year supply, you can save up to $300 right now with that free shipping and 10% discount. That's at InfoWarsSelect.com. Now, this report from the SPLC, listen to the beginning of this. Listen to how this starts at the very top. When I saw this and read these two things, I thought, yeah, and I think you'll see what I mean. Conspiracy theories originating on the extreme right have invaded American political life, and that's not good for democracy. No, actually, it's not good for the Southern Poverty Law Center. When they say that they've invaded American political life, and they write this massive report, I mean, look at how big this thing is. When they say it's invaded American life, in other words, people understand that it's true. It has credibility. It has street credibility. It's far more credible than the government's stories. And that's a problem for them. So they have to try to push back on this. And they start out with a quote from Francis Bacon. And this is the quote. They say, there's nothing makes a man suspect much more than to know little. And I look at that and I thought, well, okay, that's kind of archaic language. And are they using the word suspect as a verb or a noun? You know, do I suspect what the government is doing as a verb? I know that the government official story is a constantly changing lie. They're known liars. We've seen them lie constantly, and they give us one improbable, impossible story after the other. Let me give you a quote from, you want to quote Francis Bacon? Fine. Let me quote you what Sherlock Holmes said, or Arthur Conan Doyle, actually. And he said, once you eliminate the impossible, which is typically what the government is telling us, then what's left, no matter how improbable, is the truth. We call ourselves truthers. What's the opposite of truthers? Liars. Liars in the government. They have to work hard to hide this information from the public. That's one of the things that makes them suspicious, okay? That's one of the things that makes us suspect, is the fact that they are working so hard to hide everything from us. They give us lies. I mean, just look at the circumstances around Benghazi, or look at the circumstances around the recent hospital shooting in Afghanistan. With Benghazi, we were told that it was a filmmaker, this little obscure, ridiculous film that nobody had ever heard of. They actually wound up jailing the guy, and we were told that was what was behind it. I mean, just one lie after the other. And then, of course, the fact that they jail any whistleblowers who expose their criminal actions, or maybe kill them. Okay, and of course they would love to jail or kill Snowden. How many times have you seen people go on national TV saying that they would love to kill or jail Snowden? Left and right, folks. Because just as I pointed out last night, the Nightly News, Daily Beast has become the biggest cheerleader for drone wars, for assassination strikes. I mean, just absolutely disgusting article, and I won't go back into that again. You can look at last night's Nightly News. I talked about it on the news on Sunday as well, I believe. But of course, even though they jail people who expose their crimes, no one in the government ever goes to jail for any crimes, okay? And neither do their partners. You know, you don't send anybody in the IRS to jail. Yeah, maybe they will impeach the head of the IRS. We'll see what happens. The GOP is finally trying to do something with that. But, of course, Lois Lerner has said, oh, we're not going to prosecute her. We're the Justice Department. The Justice Department. The Justice Department that refused to prosecute HSBC after being caught multiple times, even after they were put on probation. They went out and they caught them again, laundering money for the Sinaloa drug cartel. El Chapo, the guy that everybody was so concerned about breaking out of prison. Well, he had his own special window that was set up by HSBC just for money laundering. And, of course, you have UBS and many others who are laundering money for drug cartels, for terrorist organizations, but the Justice Department, Obama's Justice Department, says it wouldn't serve public interest for these people to go to jail. So this is the SPLC. And, of course, the SPLC, whose founder, Morris Deese, only involvement in the civil rights struggle in the 1960s was to defend the Ku Klux Klan for a massive amount of money. That SPLC. I did a report on that once called The Prophets, P-R-O-F-I-T-S, The Prophets of Hate. Yes, SPLC is spewing its hate. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jakari Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this fourth hour news wrap-up. Joining me in this half hour is Jakari Jackson. Welcome, Jakari.
Thank you, David.
Now, I was just talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center article. I would say article. It's a massive book here going down point by point. The kind of stuff that we've been covering here pretty extensively. I thought it was interesting, like I said, when I looked at this and they said, nothing makes a man suspect more than to know little. And I thought, are they talking about that as being a verb or a noun? And, of course, I talked about why we suspect them as a verb, okay, mm-hmm. why we suspect what the government tells us. But, of course, what they're trying to do is turn everybody who disagrees with the government into a suspect noun, okay? That's what this is all about. That's what we're seeing with the Strong Cities Network, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center. This Strong Cities Network that was announced at the U.N., with the Attorney General, is something that is an initiative, a think tank that started in Europe. They're also going to be involved in running that. And just like the Southern Poverty Law Center, if you want to look up the terms radical Islam, what you will find is not any any articles about what radical Islam is doing in the United States. Instead, what you'll see are articles saying anybody that talks about radical Islam, Islamic phobic, okay, or xenophobic. If you're talking about that, you're Islamophobic. Nothing at all about what radical Islam is doing. And, of course, both of those are true. I mean, there are people who are xenophobic, okay, but there's also reasons to be concerned about that. If you talk exclusively about one of these, basically what you're doing is you're manipulating people. And we know that's precisely what the Southern Poverty Law Center has been doing, and that's exactly where Morris Deese has hung out. He set out the entire civil rights movement of the 1960s. The only involvement was to defend the Ku Klux Klan when they went in and burned buses and beat protesters. He set out the rest of it and then jumped back in the 1970s after he had done a direct mail campaign for McGovern. He thought, hey, I could make a lot of money. And so what he did was he worked for the McGovern campaign, got a mailing list of about 700,000 people, and then reinvented himself as not somebody who was now an ally of the Klan, like most of the Southern Democrats had been, like Morris Deese had been in the 1960s. He had been an ally as a Southern Democrat of the Ku Klux Klan. Then he comes out as their sworn enemy.
You know, David, the thing I noticed about this article, I took a glance at it earlier today. Like I said, it's quite dense. It's going to take some time to go through. But they were talking about, you know, Alex and trying to link him into these anti-government groups. And the thing that's interesting about me, whether we talk about police brutality or, you know, NSA spying or all these other things that are currently going on in the country, a lot of people have speculation about the activities and the intentions of the federal government right now, as opposed to, you know, what's going on in the streets, because they say it's anti-government to question the government. But, you know, when you see these videos that come out every day of police brutality, so if you say you want police reform, is that being anti-government? If you see these stories about the NSA spying, you say, I want to stop the NSA spying. Is that being anti-government? Whether it's, you know, drones or drugs or any of these other things that continue to happen, mm-hmm. they just act like if you have any type of criticism or even knowledge of these things in the first place, you're just some weird conspiracy theorist because you're actually concerned about things that happen in the real world.
Yeah, exactly. And the very first one of these, and they go through like 10, 12 of these different ones. The very first one here is number one, Common Core is a plot against our children. I mean, they had some pretty bad timing because it just broke in the news all over the place that kids are getting marked as wrong when they say 3 5s equals 15. Yeah, they want you to write down 5 3s equals 15. If they're trying to teach the multiplication, we got something called the commutative principle. Oh, they don't want to tell them that.
They don't want to talk about that. But as you were saying with that article, we do have Kit's article. SPLC calls parents against Common Core conspiracy theorists.
Yeah.
Now, we've documented this extensively, talking about how they want to say 2 plus 2 equals, whatever, 6, 12, whatever number they want it to be. And now we see more and more of this, of people being marked wrong on their tests because they do their math in the correct way. Mm-hmm. It's just like, and we've seen the articles previously, you need to come with those friendly numbers, whatever that means. You know, just the most ridiculous things that you can imagine.
Absolutely absurd. And, of course, going back to the 1980s, Charlotte Isserby, who was in Reagan's Department of Education, Reagan should have shut down the Department of Education. He said he was going to shut it down. It had just been created by Jimmy Carter. It was less than 4 years old. He could have killed that in the cradle, and he should have. But nevertheless, it continued on. Charlotte Isserby saw what was going on. She dropped out, and with Phyllis Schlafly, the two of them wrote a book called The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. Oh, of course, that's a right-wing conspiracy theory. Nobody's trying to make the kids stupid. Nobody's trying to dumb down our children. And then you look at this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
5 plus 5 plus 5 equals 15. No, that's wrong.
Well, okay. David, you even see it on mainstream television. They have that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Mm-hmm. You know, where adults go out there and they can't answer, you know, regular basic math. And then we always see those comparisons of grade school math 50 years ago as opposed to it is today. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have difficulty solving these problems. So whether it's deliberate or not, there has been a dumbing down in the United States of America.
Well, there was the article, we're going to have the presidential debate tonight, we're going to talk about that. There was the article that came out this weekend or the end of last week saying that Donald Trump uses in his speeches a fourth grade level of
communication.
Communication, yeah. They score these things. And, of course, there's a reason he does that, because that they found that the dumber your speeches are, the more popular you are. Okay, the ones who were doing the worst were the ones who had the speeches rated at the highest grade level. And let's not even talk about what George Washington wrote, that would be an 18th grade level, not a fourth grade level. So, yeah, it is a deliberate dumbing down. And when the Southern Poverty Law Center says, no, you know, the Common Core is just a set of standards. There's no curriculum. There's no test. It's like absolute baloney. What is it if it's not curriculum? What is it if it's not test? If you have a test and they admit, oh, yeah, they're coming up with Common Core tests, we all understand, anybody that's been involved in education, my wife has a master's degree, and many people in my family taught. I went to school, actually. And anybody that's been in school knows that if you define the tests, you define the curriculum. And you can use these national tests to impose your curriculum even on private schools. And that's the essence of this. So just even the very first one, I mean, really bad timing from the SPLC on this. Absolutely absurd. Now, earlier in the show, we had Leanne McAdoo calling in live from St. Louis. And, of course, she is at a hotspot near a nuclear waste near St. Louis. And there is a landfill fire that is raging towards that radioactive waste. Here's a short overview that she posted that you can see on InfoWars.com.
Leanne McAdoo reporting for InfoWars.com. I'm here in St. Louis, Missouri. As you can see, it's a very rainy day. I'm standing just outside of the radioactive Westlake landfill. It's located in a densely populated suburb of St. Louis. 50,000 tons of highly radiotoxic, uncontained nuclear waste lies just beyond that fence. It's St. Louis's nuclear legacy, remnants from the Cold War. But if that wasn't bad enough, there is a simmering underground fire in an adjacent landfill just about 1,000 feet away. And that fire is creeping ever closer every single day to the nuclear waste. Of course, if the fire reaches the nuclear landfill, that has the possibility to release a toxic plume of radioactive smoke into the air, threatening the residents here in St. Louis. Those residents are growing increasingly concerned. An evacuation plan was just sent home with school children, warning parents what to do in the event that one of these radioactive plumes is released. That includes sheltering in place or evacuating the area entirely. We're going to be here for the next few days covering this state of emergency, as well as the EPA's response to what they're going to be doing with this nuclear waste. We're going to be interviewing some families who are victims of some of the secret dumping of this uranium. We're going to get into the background of this company that did a lot of this secret dumping. And by the way, the Manhattan Project, the remnants from the Manhattan Project, they're not just localized to St. Louis. They're actually dumped in more than 24 states in the United States. So this could be happening in your backyard. Your family could be suffering cancer clusters throughout the generations like they're seeing here in St. Louis. So stay tuned to InfoWars.com for more reports.
Very important to know what's going on in your local area. Many people don't even know where the nuclear waste is in their area or where there are nuclear reactors. We have one. Many people are surprised. Here in Austin, it's not a power plant, but it's part of the university. Where does that nuclear waste go? Where does the hospital nuclear waste in your community go? So you should be informed about that. You need to be informed about your health. And, of course, before Leanne went to St. Louis for this report, she was doing a liver cleanse. You could follow her progress with reports that she's been posting on InfoWars.com and on the Real Alex Jones YouTube channel. We have a special on liver cleanse. You can get 25% off right now, the liver cleanse pack for this week only. Get the InfoWars Life liver cleanse pack for 25% off the regular retail price at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, I pointed out you can watch Leanne's progress. If you also want to know more about the actual process of a liver cleanse, we had Dr. Group come in and talk to Alex about that. Here's a little clip of that.
And when you eat all these toxins, if you ate McDonald's nuggets 20 years ago that had plasticizers in them, your gallbladder and your liver doesn't know what to do. So the liver basically excretes that into the gallbladder and it holds it. Just Google gallbladder stones and it's disgusting, but you need to look at it. And when you finally get filled up with these, it bursts or it gets infected and they've got to remove it. And we'll scroll through these. There's even grosser ones. Like, let's scroll down. On average, they're green or black. If they're black, they're really old and toxic. They're generally green. And this stuff's meant to be passed out of you, but we eat such artificial food that it doesn't. These are way beyond kidney stones, you name it. You also have liver stones. And medical doctors won't tell you on average, hey, flush your liver. They'll just say, hey, your liver's sick. It's going to get progressively worse. We're going to get you on a list for a liver transplant. It is unbelievable. We're showing these disgusting images. So about a year and a half ago, Anthony Gucciardi just said, man, I just did a Dr. Gribb's liver cleanse, the one he recommends. And he's developing this proprietary stuff he's testing on himself right now. You really ought to do it. The results are dramatic after 6 days. And I'm like, no way I'm doing it. I don't believe that there's giant black or green balls in my gallbladder. And this is how ignorant I am. How does the apple cider vinegar organic with the oxy powder and with the liver trux over a six-day cleanse, how does it then when you take the olive oil at the end, lay on your side for an hour as you go to sleep, why does it then have the gallbladder release?
What you should do, and this is what our proprietary research led us to do back starting in the early 90s when we were looking at the best ways to cleanse the liver, was to develop an herbal formula that contains herbs that will help soften or break down these globules or these stones in the liver and the gallbladder. And that's really what the first 5 days is for. That's where you mix the bottle of Liver Shield. You pour the whole bottle in a gallon of distilled water, and then you drink 4 8-ounce glasses a day of that 4 or 5 days. At the same time, though, you're also using the apple cider vinegar, and that's going to be the liver flush kit that we put together exclusively for InfoWars, you know, viewers and the people.
And again, you can find that information on InfoWarsLife.com. We have 25% off the liver cleanse pack. You can see that video. You can see exactly how to do a liver cleanse, and you can save 25% off of the liver cleanse pack right now. Now, Jakari, there's an article up today about a Wi-Fi device that can see people through concrete walls. And quite frankly, I've seen this technology in articles about this before.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they can use the Wi-Fi signals that are going through your house essentially to image you inside of your house. People just don't realize how vulnerable we are, how easy it is to surveil everything that we want to do from people who may not have exactly honorable intentions, okay? But that's just one aspect of it. But, of course, the big enchilada is going to be the information that all the social media sites and Google are all collecting on us all the time, everything we do on the Internet.
Yes.
And now what they're doing is they're using this new bill, CISA, as a club over the head of all these social media companies. Tell us about that.
That's exactly right. I have this article from Vox. You can find this on any news site, but I like this one because they start off with this big picture of Dianne Feinstein, who, you know, David, I'm a huge fan of. The Senate just passed a bill that could help the NSA spy on you. And they have a nice picture of Mrs. Feinstein right there in the front. And talks about, on Tuesday, the Senate passed legislation that supporters say could boost Internet security by encouraging companies to share information about online threats with one another and with the government. And it passed 74 to 21. But a little bit down in the article, they mentioned this. Not everybody is a fan of it and says it doesn't have very much support among security experts in the private sector. And two leading technology industry trade groups representing giants like Google, Apple, and Microsoft that are targets by hackers more than anybody else on the Internet oppose it. So you think about this, David. I believe Google and Apple, I'm not sure about Microsoft, these were all mentioned in the PRISM scandal. And now they're saying that we don't want to share our information with the government. Now, you could say, you know, they have trade secrets, whatever. They don't want people looking up their skirt. But maybe it's a little bit more than that. And they just realize that they don't want their privacy to be violated, just like it's being violated for us. Just like you said with the image on the Wi-Fi scanner, you also have the CIA director bragging about how he's going to spy on you mm-hmm. for your dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was saying about Dianne Feinstein, who is a cheerleader on this, I also have this other article.
Feinstein, yeah, we can look at it. And let me just interject here, too. You know, we mentioned this thing about people can look at you even through concrete walls. And people kind of look at that and go, oh, that's kind of bad. That's kind of creepy. Just like when Tom Mabe went around with the boom mic.
Yeah.
And to people on the street as they're talking on the phone or they're talking on a bench and he sticks a microphone in their face and they're like, hey, get away from me. Or when Alex went into Google mm-hmm. and he sticks a camera in front of their face and they're sitting in front of a laptop that is recording everything that they're saying. So it's just not having people realize where this is. But I think one of the things, the companies like Google and Facebook and all these companies, they're starting to get worried that people are going to, I think, certainly not the younger people, but older people are starting to get concerned about this violation of their privacy. I think they think that that could hurt them to do that, for them to have to do that. Plus, they don't want to have to turn over all this information and become essentially a spy network for the government. They've been able in the past to say, hey, I can't give you all this information because this is, I could get sued
right
by these people. Now they're saying, no, you're not going to get sued, so hand it over. Hand it over right now, okay? And if you don't, we're going to come after you, basically threatening them that way. So they don't want to be the guy in the middle, but that's the way the government has rolled with this third-party collection of data. That's what's so dangerous about all of this.
Oh, yeah, even we've seen with the social media sites. They said, we won't give your private information to the government unless they come and ask for it.
Yeah, you know? Then we'll do it. But some of them have held out. Twitter has held out in some cases. Many of these others, as we've seen with the Snowden documents, have been on with this from the very beginning, like Microsoft. Shortly after that, Google came in. Apple was one of the last holdouts. I think they probably didn't come in until Steve Jobs was gone. It looked like about the time that they came on board with the NSA was about the time that Tim Cook took over. So you have these different companies that have had different attitudes toward it, but they are basically going to be at the beck and call of the NSA, of the FBI, of all these things. So it's going to be a huge business cost to them, even if it doesn't harm them from a public perspective. So, of course, they don't want to have that. That's the thing that we all have to be concerned about, though, is that we need to understand how dangerous this is and how pervasive this is, and now they have green-lighted it for everything. Stay with us when we come back. Jakari and I are going to talk about what's going to happen tonight. We're going to have live coverage of the GOP debate. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As any regular listener knows, I don't script what I have to say. I do my research, and then I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. And I'm going to do that right now. I have never, in my 20 years on air, seen a time where it's more important to be prepared. Even most mainline analysts are now saying, we've entered this critical juncture. We've got to get prepared. Everyone knows I'm obsessed with win-win situations. And the high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsSelect.com are powered by My Patriot Supply and are the highest quality, the freshest, and have the best pricing that we could find anywhere. And finally, until October 31st, 2015, all InfoWars Select storable foods purchases will receive 10% off and free shipping. Free shipping on storable food is unprecedented. Secure your InfoWars Select storable foods discounted at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
We'll be right back.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight with Jakari Jackson. We're going to talk about tonight's debate in this segment. And, of course, we're going to be covering that live with live commentary. Alex Jones is going to be joining us, and the rest of the InfoWars crew will be commenting on the debate tonight. This third GOP debate will focus on the economy. And the elephant in the GOP room is going to be this budget deal that Boehner has just cut with Obama. You need to understand that when Boehner, back in 2011, when they first did some of the first deal with President Obama, they have increased, according to CNS News, nearly $4 trillion in debt. Back at that point in time, back in March 4th, 2011, the federal debt was just over $14 trillion. Then we had the debt ceiling raise, you know, $16 trillion, $17 trillion. Do I hear $20 trillion? Yes. It's like an auction between Boehner and Obama. You know, we've really got now, I guess we ought to have a new game show instead of let's make a deal. We could have the $20 trillion pyramid, because that's what this whole thing is. It's a pyramid scheme.
That's basically what it is. It's a game show
now. It's a Ponzi, yeah. And of course, yeah, we've got the multiple levels of game shows. We've got the Celebrity Big Brother, which is all about the personalities between these guys. But the thing they're not going to talk about is this massive, massive debt that John Boehner is doing. And, of course, the amazing thing about this, too, when we talk about Boehner, is we've got this Speaker House race, which is going to be taking place tomorrow. And it's not even a race. This is going to be a selection. He's already selected his successor. When his previous successor stepped down, he immediately stopped that election. And so now he's got somebody else, Paul Ryano. And they're going to have, he's going to be the new speaker, and that's going to be a deal tomorrow. And people aren't even paying attention to this. And this is something that is going to affect us as much as the presidency, which is another year off. And you can see how this affects us, because you can see what Boehner has done with Obama to get this $20 trillion debt. As the New American points out, he did an end run around the usual House procedures. That's what Boehner does all the time. He went over the heads of numerous committee chairmen to deal directly with the White House. In essence, the deal emasculates the sequester cuts that were built into the law back in 2011, back $4 trillion ago. It gives Obama a blank check to fund his government through the end of the second term, expands military spending and all this other stuff. That's precisely what they're doing again with the trade treaties. I'll be surprised, really, if they talk much about that, except just, oh, yeah, free trade is great for us. They're not going to talk about the globalist aspects of it. They're not going to talk about the secret aspect of it. They're not going to talk about the fact that it was Republicans who gave Obama a blank check on these trade agreements, Jakari.
And everybody who gets up and complains about this or we're spending money on that, you have to understand, just as you said, they have a blank check to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
That includes spy on you. It includes, you know,
put
all these military vehicles on the streets. So it always comes back to something. These things just didn't happen overnight. It's a process, and this is a look into that process.
Yeah, it's just amazing. He's going to do this. Boehner's going to do this. This is a two-year deal. He did it over so-called conservative opposition, although they haven't opposed him on who he wants as speaker. And, of course, we know that Paul Ryano pushed for this fast-track trade authority. He has pushed for open borders. He's pushing for everything that they want for global governance. But as Boehner says, I'm going to leave Ryano with a clean barn. He says, I don't want to leave him with a dirty barn. I want to clean the barn up a little bit before he gets out of here. Well, you know what? If he wants to get the excrement out of the barn, he needs to start with Paul Ryano, the biggest piece of BS in the Congress right now. Tonight, we're going to be talking about issues that they won't talk about, like where do they get their money? We're going to talk about that tonight. Join us for live commentary tonight, 7 Central, on the InfoWars Nightly News. We'll be covering what they don't ask at MSNBC.
I think it's CNBC.
CNBC, whatever. It's a left-wing organization. I'm sure they're going to be pushing minimum wage, free tuition for everyone forever, those types of issues.
Yes.
And the governors will be saying, I created more jobs than anybody in history. Join us tonight at 7 Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.